Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechta Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So if you recall, in Mishnah Aleph, we said that there were three sets of 13s in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 places, there were 13 shofaros, boxes to put money in for karbanos, there were 13 shulchanos, and there were 13 places to bow. So Mishnah Gimel is going to identify for us the 13 places to bow. We already know the 14th for that Beis Rav Gamliel and Beis Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim had, but what are the first 13? And Mishnah Dal is going to tell us about the 13 shulchanos. So let's start. Where were these special places that they would bow? Arba b'tzafon, four in the northern part of the Azarav, arba Bedarim, four in the south, Shalosh b'Mizrach, three in the east, Ushtayim b'Marav, and two in the west, Keneged Shalosh Asharim, and they were corresponding to the 13 gates of the Azara. So those 13 gates is where you would bow. Sha'arim Dromim Smucha l'Marav, the names of the gates on the south side of the Azara, starting with the westernmost gate, is Shara Elyon, followed by Shar HaDelek, which was meaning the lighting of fire, because they would the wood for the Mizbeach's fires were brought through that gate. Shar HaBechoros, the gate that they of the firstborns, because the firstborn karbanos, the karbanos of the Bechor, were brought into the Azara through there. Shar HaMayim, and the gate that was known as the Shar HaMayim, the water gate. V'lama nikra shmo Shar HaMayim, why is that gate called the water gate? Shabo machnis nisoch shalmayim, shal nisoch b'chag, when they did once a year on Sukkot, the Nisach HaMayim, they brought in the water that they used for the Nisach HaMayim through that that gate. Once a year, meaning on Sukkot, wasn't just once on Sukkot, it was every single morning of Sukkot that they were bringing water from the Mea Shiloach to do the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachim Va'asidim Lios Yotzin Mitachas Miftan HaBayis. That through that gate, that water is going to flow like from a flask when the times of Mashiach come, and it's going to come out from underneath that threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Yecheskel HaNavi was Mesnavi about in the Beis HaMikdash, what's going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Mashiach, that it is going to first start a little tiny trickle of water like Kikarnei HaChagav, like the antenna on a locust, and that's going to start under the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it's going to get a little bit wider to the width of an opening of a bottle by the time it gets to that southeastern gate, and that was called the water gate because of not what has happened there, but because of what will happen there. Lu'umasim b'tzafon. Now, the gates in the north, beginning with those closest to the, with those furthest west, going eastward. Shar Yechaniah, the gate of Yechaniah. Shar Karban, the gate of Karban, which the karbanos that needed to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara were brought there through there. Shar Nashim, the women's gate, and Shar Hashir, the gate of song, where the musical instruments that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were brought in. Why was Shar Yechaniah so called? Because when King Yechaniah went into his exile, he went through that gate. He was Yechaniah was the same person as Yehoyachin. He was one of the last Malchei Yehuda in Yerushalayim before the Churban Bayis Rishon. So Nebuchadnezzar took control of the city and took the entire royal household captive. So he was being led off into Galus. So he went into the Azara to bow down and to sort of say goodbye and take leave. And he was then led out through that gate. So that was a very emotional time. And therefore that gate is called Shar Yechaniah. So that's why it's called Shar Yechaniah. Bamizrach, now in the eastern gates that we spoke about, were Shar Nikanor, Vishnei Pishpashin Hayulo, is this giant Nikanor gate, which also had two smaller gateways within the giant Nikanor gate. Nikanor was a famous story that's told in Maseches Yuma, that he was a righteous person, and he went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim to make special copper doors for the main entrance of the Azara, and on his return trip, the boat started to shake, and they had to throw one of the doors overboard, and they were going to throw the other door overboard, and he attached himself to it and said, if you throw it overboard, you're throwing me with it, and the waters calmed. And then when they got to Eretz Yisrael, the first board was under the boat the entire time, had traveled along with the boat, so it was a great miracle, so they called it Shar Nikanor. Echad b'yimino v'echad b'smol, these two mini doors with Shar Nikanor, one was on the right, one was on the left, Ushnayim b'marav shalei alem shem, and the two gates on the western side just didn't have any name to them. I guess they weren't considered to be you know, it was a small space, and the gates leading to that space were very rarely used, so it wasn't, they weren't such chashuv gates, so they didn't have any names to them. Now Mishnah Dalet tells us, once we went through the 13 gates, what the 13 shulchanos were all about. Shulchanos hay b'mikdash. There were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmona shel shayish b'Beis HaMitbachayim. 8 of them were made out of marble, and they were in the butchering place in the to the north of the Mizbech. Shalein Madichin Eser Krivayim, and it was on those tables that the Kohanim rinsed off the intestines of the Korbanos. Ushnayim B'Marav HaKevesh, and they had two more tables that were to the west of the ramp that led up to the Mizbech. Echad Shel Shayish V'Echad Shel Kesef, one made out of marble and one made out of silver. Al Shel Shayish Hayinosim Es Eivarim, the marble tables, they would put the Eivarim of the Korbanos Ola that were ready to be burnt, and they stayed on the table until Kohanim carried them up to the Mizbeach. Al Shel Kesef, Klei Shares. The silver table would hold the Klei Shares. Meaning they couldn't put the Evarim on the silver table because it would get gross. Marble is very easy to clean off, and it's cold, so it keeps things fresh. So they would keep that on the marble table. Ushnayim Bu'ulami B'fnim Al Pesach HaBayis. There were two more tables inside the Ulam near the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Shel Shayish V'Echad Shel Zav, and again one of marble and one of gold. Al Shel Shayish Nosim Lechem Apanim B'Knisah. So the marble table would have the Lechem Apanim on the way in, and Val Shel Zav B'Yitziyaso, and the gold table would have the Lechem Apanim on the way out. Shemalim B'Kodesh L'Maridin, because we have a principle that you always go up in Kedusha. So since the Lechem Apanim were put on the gold table in when they were in the actual Beis HaMikdash, as we were soon going to say, so you couldn't then move it to a silver table on its way out. So on its way out, they have to put it on another gold table. And then that leads us to the final table. V'echad shel zav mibifnim shalav lechem apanim tamid. There was one shulchan that was all the way inside, and that's where the lechem apanim were always there, where the halacha is. The lechem apanim always have to remain there throughout the entire week, and they're only taken off when they're replaced with new lechem apanim. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we learned about the 13 different gates where they would be Mishtachava, the four that were in the north, the four that were in the south, three that were in the east. We went through the names of those gates and why they were named what they were named, and the two in the west didn't have any names because they weren't really used all that much. And then in Mishnah Dalid, we went through the 13 different Shulchanos in the Mikdash. 8 of them happened to be made of marble, where they would go through and rinse off the parts of the karban, and then they'd have two on the western side of the ramp, one of marble, one of silver. So that brings us to 10, and then they'd to handle the marble one to handle the evarim and the nesachim, and the silver one to handle the klei shares. Then they had two in the ulam, which one of marble, one of gold, and they were both for the lechem apanim on their way in and on their way out, respectively. And then the one that was all the way inside, that actually was the shulchan that the lechem apanim was always kept on. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnayos Hey and Vav.